Hi, babe. It must be 4 a.m. where you are. It's 11 p.m. here. I just wanted to send you this voice note for you to wake up to. There's no way I can type all of this out. I hope you're not too jet lagged. I hope you have a good time at your conference. Just remember to network, okay? That's the whole point of these things, so don't be shy. Anyway, I just really wanted to let you know a couple of things. I just wanted to get this all out before you come back home. It can't wait. First, I know what you're into. Really into. I was cleaning your gaming setup today. And you forgot to log off. I saw your Reddit page. I snooped and saw the pages you saved from Gone Wild Audio. Babe, the stuff you save. Cheating audios, cuckold stuff, humiliation. Is that what you listen to with your headphones on at night? When you think I'm asleep? Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to kink shame you or anything. I'm not mad. I just wish I knew earlier. Much earlier. I'm just relieved. So relieved to finally see your true nature. To know what you really are. It makes the next thing I need to say so much easier. I'll just get to it. I've been cheating on you. It's my boss. I'm sleeping with my boss. I've been doing it since. You remember that day when we all had our fall pictures taken? When the photographer kept saying I was glowing, the first time was that morning. Oh, I feel so relieved. I hope you're still listening. Babe, he's just so good. He's amazing. His cock is massive, the size of my forearm. I thought people exaggerated about size mattering, but it's so true. He knows how to use it. He fucks me. Like, really fucks me. Hard. It's so nice, baby. Are you okay hearing me say these things? You're into this, right? Are you hard? He fucks me here, at home. That's why I was able to get the nice arrangement to work from home. He lets me. So we can do it here. He doesn't live far. We do it after I drop the kids off. I come home, I change. Sometimes he doesn't want me to. And he comes in. He has his own set of keys now, and he just takes me wherever he decides that day. He's here tonight. Yeah. He just finished fixing stuff with the car. I cancelled the appointment. He wanted to do it himself. Then he noticed a few other things around the house that needed doing. He's just finishing those up now. Babe. He fucks me raw. From the first time, I told him not to. He said he didn't have any condoms, so we used one of yours. But it snapped right away. He's just too big. I can still see it. That first time. I was lying on your side of the bed. His cock was covered in my juices. I was so wet. and I was shaking. The torn condom was still on him, and he was going slow because I wasn't used to it yet. It was like watching a huge piston slowly stretch me out. Babe, it was so hot. I still play with myself to the thought of it. While you play your games, I use my dildo. But it doesn't compare. The second time was even better. Just days later, we tried so many positions. Every time since, I take him so well. Now I get what they mean, baby. When a man can reach places others can't, and I never have to fake it with him. You never noticed, did you, that I've been faking it? All that? That's not real. Never was. We still do it raw. He never brings protection. He knows I want another one anyway. He makes me call him Big Daddy. You're still listening to this, right? Oh, just a few minutes? Okay. We do filthy things, babe. He makes me pull out our wedding album, place it on the floor, open it up, then he spreads my legs over it, and he takes me from behind. He makes sure we spill on it. And when we don't do that, he paints my face, and then he coats the ring on my finger too. The engagement ring. He calls it cheap. Then he makes me suck it clean. Tell him more. Okay. Last week, I rode him on your gaming chair. Oh, it felt so good. When he got close, I spun him around, stroking him, till he shot his thick ropes all over your monitor. That one was my idea. Oh, he shoots so far. Nowadays, when it's done, he makes me wipe his cock with your favourite face towel. You left it here, by the way. It's not all that filthy. Lately, I make him lunch when we're done. He always appreciates it. He shows it by bending me over, taking me again, my breasts pressed against the kitchen table. Other times, he gives me my own lunch to choke on. That's not just sex, baby. I like him. He's handsome, capable, successful. He's got savings, enough to walk away tomorrow. He says he'll take care of all of us, even you. No more worrying. He wants us to stay together, and he'll come by when it suits him. I told him yes. I'm not sorry, baby. I'm not. This is not an apology. He's just a better man. Oh, I have to go now. You don't need to text or call. I'll be busy. Just have fun over there. Take pictures. Next time we have the house to ourselves, you can be there, but outside. You can just listen. That's what you like, right? Okay, okay. Big Daddy says I need to say bye. Oh, I love you. I really, really do. You're still my